We have a vision of loveliness in the studio, and we have Dame Shirley in as well. You all right, Dame Shirley?
I'm all right, thank you, Mac. I'm not a vision of loveliness anymore.
We have
I've got
the
competition.
more than competition. We have the one, the only, Jenny Saunders.
Pink Jenny.
No, Jenny Saunders. It sounds better because people think, oh, it's Jenny Saunders, that one from French and Saunders. It's not.
Pretend it is, though.
No, because otherwise we'd get too many people coming down and saying, oh, can I have your autograph, Jenny Saunders? And when are you going to do another series of French and Saunders?
I don't know.
How
wasn't
are you, Jenny?
Me. Yes, right? I'm good, thank you very much. And you?
Yes, I'm very well. Thank
the
you
sun's
for asking.
Out.
The sun is out. You're absolutely right. And it's a lovely day for now. The daylight hours are going to be lovely, apparently. And it's going to cloud over later and rain, but make the most of it, is what we're saying.
Well, so, after the wet and miserable weekend, it's lovely.
It was blowing a hoolie. Do you know what we did? I told you off air, Dame Shirley. We went down. Is it the Devil's Punch Bowl?
I don't think so.
Oh, you wouldn't know. You don't. You ain't from around these parts. It's the Devil's Punch Bowl down at Venner.
No, the Devil's Punch Bowl.
Pulling your microphone down, you're talking nonsense, woman.
The Devil's Punch Bowl is on the mainland.
Yes, I thought that was.
Is it?
Yeah.
Is it? Well, it's the Devil's something or other. My wife took me down there. Devil's Chimney, is it?
I think so.
There we were in the car park at the top. It was blowing a hoolie. We stepped off the first step going down. And it had disappeared, and it was like a lovely sunny day. The wind disappeared, it stopped raining, it was just amazing. So I wanted to spend the whole morning down, and blimey, did we, because we walked all the way down to the bottom, which took us about an hour and a half. It took us 3 hours to get back up, because I had to give her a chiggy back. Crikey. What a lovely thing that was. That was terrific, that was. I don't know how we got onto this subject. Lovely weather, wasn't it?
Yeah, we've been talking about the weather and how nice it is today in comparison to the weekend.
That was horrible, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Horrible.
Yeah.
I was in a jewellery workshop all weekend, so...
Oh, right. Yeah. You're going to tell us about it then? Or, you know, you're going to keep it to yourself? Because I know you're in to promote something, aren't you?
I am. I'm in to promote the Shalfleet Handmade Christmas Fair. And that's on Saturday and Sunday, the 21st and 22nd of November from 10 to 4:30.
Wow.
And that's at the Shalfleet Church and the Shalfleet Village Hall.
That's the one where you go through the traffic lights and it's on the left-hand side, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and there's a pub just around the corner.
Yeah.
I bet you've been in there a few times, haven't you?
A couple.
Just nipping across. Can you look after my stool for me? Look, Dame Shirley's wearing your jewellery.
No, she's not. I've worn it for weeks ever since I bought it, Jen. But this weekend...
I totally believe you. I know he's been mean.
Yeah, I know he is.
Anyway, so this event is happening in Shalfleet, and it's...
On Saturday the 21st, Sunday the 22nd of November, so this coming weekend, from 10 in the morning until 4:30, every person who comes in and gets a ticket, and it's free...
Yeah.
Is entered into a raffle. All the artists who have their stalls are donating a prize to the raffle, so you'll get something from every artist if you're the winner.
For nothing. Something for nothing.
Exactly.
That don't happen in our world, Dame Shirley, does
it? Well, you've got to come down to Shalfleet at the weekend, Mac.
I went to the last one. It was really... I can't make this one, unfortunately.
Why can't you make it?
Well, because Mick will be in hospital.
Yeah, but you won't be able to see him on that Saturday, will you?
No, but I'm going over Sunday, but I can't get there. I don't drive.
I'll take you. And I'll tell you what, I'll sit you in the back and make it look like I'm your chauffeur.
We've got to wear a hat.
Yeah, you need the hat for that.
I shall wear a hat. I will take you.
Thank you.
We're going to purchase some more, because I think you've lost yours, the one that you bought off
no,
of there,
I
yeah?
have not.
Well, you normally wear it, don't you?
I know
you?
I do. Or you're in bed, in the shower, everywhere I wear it.
All right,
it.
Too yeah. much detail no. now. I've told you about that.
It doesn't get in the way.
There are also going to be mince pies, homemade cakes and drinks.
They're not free, though.
They're not free.
Oh, weird.
But there are going to be 11 artists. And it's a fantastic opportunity to buy something that's that bit different to what you find in the shops. Mm. And you're buying directly from the artists, so you're supporting small local businesses. And the artists are also very open to commissions as well. So, for instance, if you see something there that you like but you want it a little bit different, you can ask, and most artists are more than happy to do that. I know I am.
They are. You get Lucy's birthday. Christmas present.
And birthday as well. It's in March. I could have it put by, you know. If we're still together, I could, you know.
I thought you're going to be on wife three by then, aren't you?
Tell us about the artist then.
Right, we've got Sue Douglas. She's a hand-stitched embroiderer. She does fantastic embroidery. We've got Alison Peters. She's machine embroidery, and she she basically paints with thread. It's fantastic. She has a sewing machine there. There's Tracy O'Brien. She does knitting and crochet. Pauline Evans. She has beautiful glasswork. Gillian Connor. She has driftwood art and paintings. Gillian Chapman. She's got very artistic felt work. Nikki Brown makes like little fairy shoes.
Fairy shoes?
Fairy shoes, yes. Ray Dickinson, he is a wood turner. So he does bowls and vases and builds up to really large pieces like footstools and more.
Brilliant.
There's Rob Hawker, he is a photographer, so he's got prints and greeting cards. Pat Clark doing the paintings, and me, Pink Gen Jewellery.
Pink Gen Jewellery. So, there's lots of stuff there. You said earlier on, and it is a point to make again, that, you know, Christmas is coming, and to get that unique gift, you know, the opportunity is there for all, isn't it?
Yes, it is. I mean, it's fantastic to have something that's that little bit special. And if you get to meet the artist as well, then when you give that gift, you can say, oh, I met the person who made this, and they do this, you know. It's like that added extra to the gift.
Yeah, sure. Now, it's happening this Saturday and Sunday.
And
that's in the church itself.
In the church and in the village hall.
Is there parking?
There is parking.
Is there?
There is.
I'm glad I asked, because whenever you drive by, you don't see much parking there, do you?
There's parking by the village hall, right. But there's also parking in the village. You've mentioned the pub. If you go down the road that the pub's by, so on the right-hand side rather than the left where the church is, and follow that down, there's free village parking.
Okay, excellent. So, but I could just say, for instance, for those that are lucky enough to have their own chauffeur... up outside and drop off the
they can indeed.
Oh, he's going to throw me out, are you?
Because there's like a bit of off-road parking just by the church gate.
Yes. There's so a lay-by, that's where we parked last time. Yeah.
So you could let Shirley out there.
Okay.
Kick me
don't
out.
Jettison her, because that would be very mean.
It would be. You're absolutely right.
And then Dame Shirley can walk down to the church and then on up into the hall. But everybody is looking forward to it. It'll be really Christmassy.
It was lovely the last time we went. Really, really lovely stuff. Very unusual.
Okay. Well, I'm going to come along this week, and I'm going to bring Dame Shirley. And I'm going to get me free ticket as well.
Yeah.
If I lose, can I trade it in for a mince pie?
I'm not sure about that. I think you'll have to buy the mince pie, but I'm sure you can manage that.
Is there a website that all the details are on, or is it?
There is a Shalfleet village website, but if you put in Shalfleet Handmade Christmas 2015, you'll see details.
Okay,
you'll
brilliant.
Find that in the search.
You're going to stick around.
And I've sent you a flyer, so you can put that on your Facebook.
Yeah, I'll put that on your Facebook as well. And you've got to put it on your Facebook if someone shows you how to, Grandma.
I know how to do Facebook.
Of course you do.
Goodness me. I know how to do everything.
Okay, so that's this weekend, both days. What time was it again?
10 until 4:30.
Go and grab yourself a Christmas bargain, but more to the point, a unique Christmas bargain.
Yeah.
Okay.
An artist has spent ages working on all the artwork that they're selling. You know, you're sort of locked away in your studio, busily making, hoping you're making something somebody likes, and this is an opportunity to go, ta-da!
There you go. Brilliant. Excellent. You going to stick around for a couple of minutes?
Yeah, love to.
Okay, and we're gonna play Supremes, and you keep me hanging on, and then we'll be back to chat about some more in a mo. Set me free, why don't you play? Well, they're back together again, and they're touring the country as well. I don't know whether they're going to have any new material or not, but that's the Bay City Rollers and Bye Bye Baby, which is number one in about 1973. And just to show dedication towards the Rollers, Dame Shirley has now got the tartan actually in her hair. Which is it looks lovely. I've got to be honest with you, it does look lovely. The Bay City Roller tartan in your hair.
Tartan. Because you're colourblind, you can't see what it is.
If I was in a wheelchair, you wouldn't highlight the fact that I'm in a wheelchair, would you? Oh, give us a go in your wheelchair. Because I'm colourblind, you feel the need.
Well, everybody knows you're colourblind. You keep on about it.
Yeah, you do a bit.
Thank you, Jen.
Well, I haven't mentioned it today, have I?
Nearly every day you do.
Not once have I mentioned it today.
Because I'm colourblind, you see.
Should I get a sticker for the car?
Well, no, everybody knows, Ian.
Yeah. Cause just colourblind. To warn people, when I'm coming to traffic lights, beware.
Yeah, I know, but you know what. You know what order they
are. Yeah, but you know which one's which.
Ah, yeah, but I might be looking at it all wrong.
You see, what, stood on your head?
Everybody thinks I've got all different colours in my hair now.
You have, haven't you?
No.
You have. There's a yellowy bit there. Is that where you smoke?
No, it's not yellow.
Is that where you smoke?
Oh, you are horrible. You are really horrible.
I know. I'm in training, though.
Yeah, I know you are.
What? I'm
getting worse. To be nice. Oh.
Now, Jenny's still in, and she's going to tell us about what she does business-wise.
I am Pink Gen Jewellery, and I make fine silver jewellery using precious metal clay. Predominantly, which is a material that's made up of very fine silver dust with an organic binder and water. And you can get it in different forms. You can have it in a clay form, a bit like Fimo.
Yeah.
You can have it in a syringe so you can draw with it. You can have it in a paste so you can paint with it. And you can have it in a paper form as well. But I haven't used that form yet. I use the clay, the syringe and the paste.
And this sounds really... Can we come and watch you do this one day? And maybe do a, you know, so we can talk...
Well, I was demonstrating my work in the summer, and I will do that again at this fair and the one that I'm doing the week after.
Brilliant. Because it does sound fascinating. It'd just be it'd be good to sort of understand it a little bit more, because I'm thinking clay, silver. How does that happen then?
Well, it's a Japanese invention, and they've got very, very fine silver dust in an organic binder. And depending on what form you use, there's more or less water in there. And you shape it and you let it dry. And when it dries, the water leaves the product. And then you fire it in a kiln, and that burns away all the organic binder. And you have pure silver. So it's a higher silver content than sterling. It's 9.99 instead of 9.25, which is what sterling is, because sterling has traces of copper and other metals in it.
Oh, wow. Can we come across and watch you do it one day?
Definitely.
Set up a time and do it, because I'd love to be able to sort of, you know, do like a running commentary and maybe film it, maybe do a, you know, just a little 2-minute thing just to see how it happens. That'd
I'm
be
more
really,
than
really
happy
good.
To show you what I do.
Oh, excellent.
I'd love to see that.
Mm. Well, I'll take you as well. Does that mean you want to leave?
Yeah, you're going to be my chauffeur again. Oh, no, we can walk around there.
So, last year I had filigree stars and angels as part of my Christmas range. That's being added to this year. I've got little snowflake pendants and earrings and holly pendants and earrings too.
Brilliant.
Is
there a website we can have a look?
I don't have a website yet, but I am on Facebook. So if you look up Pink Gen Jewellery on Facebook, you'll find my page. And if you like that, you'll be able to see absolutely everything that I'm up to.
Oh, right. Excellent. Mm-hmm. Excellent. So we'll do that. Pink Gen Jewellery.
Pink Gen Jewellery on Facebook. Yeah.
Okay. And you can see, and you can actually make stuff to order as well.
Yes, I can. I've had quite a few commissions. This weekend I finished a commission that was for a drama student, and it was she's going to be 18, and it was the comedy tragedy masks.
Right.
So I shaped those out of the clay and used the syringe to put on the eyebrows and the nose and like a little dimple in the chin, and then I cut out the mouth and the eyes and fired them and put them together and hung them on a chain.
Wow. So you could actually do a Dame Shirley then.
I could. It's a possibility.
Careful, please.
You look at a little face there. You've got the curliness, you know, the silvery bits. You've got
those
other...
It won't be curly after Thursday.
Okay.
It's
well,
all coming off.
Well,
oh, heavens.
Well, crew cut?
Nearly.
We're going short back and sides.
No, really. I'm fed up with my hair.
You've got, you got the headphones as well, the white headphones as well. Could you do that?
If you can draw something, I can make it, yes.
How wonderful. And that's how easy it is. You can actually design your own, you'll make it, and that's that would be a lovely present, wouldn't it?
Mm.
It would be for someone. I mean, obviously, that
would
be.
For
who? That
wouldn't be much. Oh. No, and I've got flowers and hearts and all sorts of designs.
Wow. So, again, if you want that, then check out the Facebook. Or
yeah, check
along.
Out Facebook, and you can message me on my page. I'll come back to you, more than happy to.
Brilliant. Or you could pop along this weekend and see
yes.
you at Shalfleet.
Yes, at Shalfleet.
Brilliant.
21st and 22nd, 10 to 4:30.
With parking.
With
free
parking.
Free parking.
And a ticket to win. A prize from every artist there.
And there's 11 of them, all local artists.
Yes, all so island artists.
A free ticket and you could win. Someone's going to win 11. There's 11 people going to win 11 free prizes. How brilliant
no, there's,
is that?
No. There's one person who will win 11 prizes.
Oh, they win all 11?
They win all of it.
Oh, wow.
Ooh.
All 11.
Can we go
yeah.
in and come out again and go in and come out again?
I don't think it works like that.
That's Christmas sorted, Charlie.
Yeah.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
Wonderful.
But you'd have something from everybody, just that
wow,
yeah.
little something.
Superb. Hey, look, thanks for coming in, Jen. Lovely
thank
to see you.
Thank you for having me.
And we'll see you soon.
Yes.
Sooner than you realise.